Now, from Devon Funds Management, this Monday morning, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
So the number itself, job-wise, a little bit light. So where's all this leave the Fed?
Yeah, probably leaves the Fed on hold for now, I would have thought. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. Markets are now sort of saying a 50-50 chance for rate cut in June. Job creation low and expected. World's largest economy appears to be slowing down a tad. So you look at the non-farm payrolls are up 143,000. So that was less than half of what we saw in December. It was below forecast as well. Job growth concentrated in healthcare, retail, government, usual suspects there. But on the brighter side, there were upper revisions to the counts for December and November, so they were revised upwards by a total of 100,000. And you look at the unemployment rate, Mike, that actually went down to 4%. So, yeah, the population participation in terms of labour force is actually increasing there, so that's good news. Wages also rose more than expected, so 4.1% on a annualised basis. So, look, while parts of the jobs print was soft, wasn't a disaster. I mean, overall, you look at the jobs market, it seems in pretty good shape. So, yeah, I think that won't compel the Fed to rush to cut rates in the next sort of few months. Meanwhile, it's interesting, the Trump administration, they said the job numbers were a poor reflection on Biden's presidency. There's also some other data. They look at the numbers for the year ended March 2024, and they were revised down by almost 600,000. Although officials, they neglected to mention there was a similar downward revision during Trump's first term and pre-COVID. But hey-ho.
Amazon, so the numbers I thought looked reasonable, but the guidance is an issue, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So the numbers on the face of it were strong. So sales, the fourth largest company, they're $187.8 billion. Yeah, they had net income that almost doubled to $20 billion. They're actually also, of course, cutting costs and they're slimming down their workforce post-COVID and all that sort of stuff. Online business doing pretty well, so that's obviously a good barometer for the ad market generally. They're the third biggest platform in the global digital advertising market, so revenues there up 18%. Cloud computing service unit, that did pretty well. Revenues up 19%, $28.8 billion. They're investing around about $100 million this year to turn itself into an AI supermarket. But they did warn a couple of things, actually, Mike. They said there could be capacity constraints due to power capacity. We've heard that before, and the supply of chips. But it was mainly about the guidance, as you said, and the shares actually fell 4%. So they reckon revenue growth in the first quarter is going to be 5 to 9%. That would actually be the slowest on record in their 28-year history on the public market. It seems a strong US dollar is to blame. They reckon there's going to be foreign exchange impacts of $2.1 billion. That's all about converting the money they earn overseas back into US dollars. The US dollar's at its highest level in 2 years, largely on the back of Trump coming in. And it's a bit of a headwind for other tech companies as well, Mike. So you look at Amazon, 23% of their sales are offshore, but Apple, Meta, Alphabet, Microsoft and Tesla all in at least half of their revenue from overseas. So I think this could be something to watch, in particular if inflation persists and the Fed holds off cutting rates even further, maybe towards the end of the year.
Now, I read this yesterday, and it's as much as you don't want to believe it, the numbers don't lie. Every time Philadelphia wins anything, and they're in the Super Bowl today, it's ugly.
Yeah, it depends on whether you're superstitious. So we're talking also about the baseball and any sort of team involving Philadelphia. So historically, their wins have coincided with some pretty bad stuff. So we had the 1929 stock market crash. We had quite a few recessions in the early 1900s. And then the Eagles, they won their first Super Bowl in 2018. So that's a cause for celebration. Well, not for the stock markets. They actually had their worst year since 2008. So it depends on whether you're superstitious or not, I guess, there, Mike. For the record, you probably know this, Kansas City Chiefs are slight favourites.
Yes.
There's some pretty cool other stats around as well. If you look at and talk about advertising, $8 million a commercial. That's what some companies are paying. Some pretty cool ads. They're a bit of a thing to look at in themselves. Evidently, Seal, he's going to be promoting Mountain Dew, of all things.
Mm.
Last year, we had more than 123 million people tune in. The ad revenue was $550 million. So, advertising for big sports events is still going pretty much gangbusters. And another notable fact about the Super Bowl, Mike, Donald Trump will be in attendance, Evidently. First time a sitting president will attend in person.
Weirdest statistic I'd ever heard. It seems incomprehensible that if you're the president of the day, you're not at the Super Bowl, but there you go. What are the numbers?
Yeah, exactly. The US markets were a bit lower on that jobs read. So the Dow was down 1%, 44,303. S&P 500, that was down 1% as well, 6,025. NASDAQ down 1.4%, 19,523. FTSE down 0.5%. 0.3% in the UK. Nikkei down 0.7%. ASX 200 was up, actually down 0.1%, 8511. Although Domino's Pizza, that sizzled 21% higher. They were shutting underperforming stores in Japan. We had a good day. NZX 50 up 0.5%, 12902. Gold up $5, 2861 an ounce. That's around a record. Oil, $71 a barrel, up 39 cents. Currency markets, Kiwi's weak against the US, 56.6. Aussie dollar, 90.2, down slightly. We're up against sterling slightly, 45.7. This week, Mike, plenty going on. Likely we've got card spending, we've got a manufacturer sector print, we've got food inflation, we've got earnings from Vulcan Steel and Scala up.
Wow.
Offshore, we've got US inflation, UK GDP, and plenty of results. We've got McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Sony, Honda, and across the Tasman, JB Hi-Fi and Commonwealth Bank of Australia. So plenty going on, and it's a go the Chiefs.
All right, fair enough. And lucky we've got a 5-day week to deal with it. All go well, mate. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.